Hola, hola.
Hola, Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto. Hello, Humberto Carrasco speaking. Hello, Alberto, can you hear me? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Hello, Humberto. It's a pleasure to have you here. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. We will start our monthly meeting today, and now we will proceed with the roll call so as to begin with our meeting. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Welcome to LACRALO monthly meeting in Buenos Aires. I would kindly ask you to introduce yourself. Please say your name and ALS you represent. We will begin from the left. Thank you. Good afternoon. I am Renata Rivera from Brazil.
ALS, but we plan on it.
Hola, John.
Soy John Foreman de Brasil, from Brazil, of the fellowship program. Good morning, Devon and Tilaxin, Trinidad and Tobago.
Morning, Carlton Samuels, the University of the West Indies.
Morning, Naren Bihari, Trinidad and Tobago ISOC chapter.
Buenos días, José Vido Salgueiro.
Good morning, I am from the Computing Association and New Technologies Association. Good morning, I am Sergio Salinas Porto from the Internauta Association.
Good morning, Salcedo Eichenstaff from the Latin American Engagement Team.
Buenos días.
Good morning. I am Eduardo Rojas from the Internet Society from Bolivia. We are not an ALS yet, but we're to apply for that. Good morning. I am Alfredo Calderon from the ISOC Puerto Rico. We are in Puerto Rico. I belong to NARALO, but I am here to participate.
Sou da Associação das Mulheres de TI, chama-se NEXT, em Brasil.
Good.
Fellowship program. Yeah, thank you.
Silvia Vivanco. Susie Johnson, ICANN staff.
Gisela Gruber, at large staff. Aida Noblia, Association de Escribanos.
Aida Noblia from the Notary Publics Association from Uruguay. Aline Andrade from Brazil. Juan Manuel Rojas from Ajeadense, Colombia. This is Fatima Cambronero from Ajea, Argentina, ALAC member representing LACRALO.
Fellow.
Tatiana Toculescu, de ISOC
Argentina. Tatiana Toculescu from ISOC Argentina. Tania López, at large, Nicaragua. Ian Major, the
program.
Albert Daniels, ICANN staff from the Latin American Caribbean Engagement Team.
Rafael Silveiras, Brazil, Next Gen Program.
I am from Brazil, representing the Brazil program. Good morning. Soy Enzo. I am Enzo Sanchez from the Next Gen program.
I'm at staff.
Raven Citerio, fellowship.
I am Raimi Misiterio from Fellowship ICANN. I am representing the ISOC chapter from Venezuela. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you. Humberto Soto, go ahead, please. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Alberto, I am on the road. I am driving. So could you please proceed with the agenda so as to give me time to get home? Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay. So please, we will start with our agenda today. Humberto Carrasco has the action item, so we will proceed with item number 5 on the agenda. Oscar Robles would be here to speak about the AENA transition topic, but I don't see him here. He will speak about the AENA transition and the RIRs. Then we have documents for review, and then we have the LACRALO's proposed procedures for the creation, issuance, and publication of statements, proposals to recruit new ALSs, and metrics proposals. Since Oscar Robles is not here, I will speak about this, and in order to give Humberto time to reach his destination, I will speak about numbers when it comes to transition. When it comes to transition, RIRs have prepared a preliminary or a draft document in Chile, and they were providing their opinion, saying that that region of the RIR should be within ICANN. And they were proposing the creation of a committee in charge of different issues. They call it the monk in Chile. And this was a committee devoted to resolving all the issues arising. But the main objective was that the operational part, which is working perfectly well so far, would remain within ICANN. And the policy development would be as it is right now. That is to say, the creation of policies would be within the community, respecting the multi-stakeholder model. This would match or agreed upon what the US government was requesting. That is to say, there were 4 or 5 important topics to be taken into account. And the most important for me is to maintain and improve the multi-stakeholder model. Why should we insist on that? Because there had been certain attempts to not to maintain that model, and we, as the defenders of the individual internet users' right, we would disappear within that function in the model. So I insist that it is important to support the model and to comply with that demand. That is a demand, a requirement by the US government, which is to improve the multi-stakeholder model. I think that in our mailing list, we have discussed this topic. This is the only thing I can inform you. They are finishing this document. I don't know if this is finished already, but they are working on that. I think that also discussing who will have the domain name .iana, that is to say, who should be the owner of that domain name. Some of them say that it should be the ITF. Some others say it should be the numbering community. So this is being discussed. Now I will proceed with another issue, another topic on the agenda. If you see anyone from LACNIC, please let me know. There is a proposal. One of these documents is LACRALO's proposed procedures for the creation, issuance, and publication of statements. Humberto speaking. I can speak about that item on the agenda, if you will. Alberto Soto. Go ahead, Humberto. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Good afternoon from here. I am in Germany, and I have reached my destination. I see there are three documents that are still pending. One is the issuance and the issuance of statements of interest. This has been discussed. Some comments have been made by Med and by Roosevelt Keane. And I am looking for the Adobe Connect link so that I can be able to access the Adobe Connect room. I don't know if you can see that document on your screens. I sent that information today's morning to Silvia Vivanco. Any from the staff? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Umberto, yes, we are uploading that document, and we have a hard copy of the document, which was circulated as well. Please bear with us some minutes. Umberto Carrasco speaking. OK, great. So let me explain. What I did was this. I prepared a Word document with the proposal, then with the comments that were made on the wiki page. Those comments were made mainly by Dev and Roosevelt. So what I did, I uploaded the document on the right hand with the original document, and then on the left, I put all the observations and comments for that document. I am trying to access the Adobe Connect room. So as I said before, there were comments by Dev Anan and Roosevelt Keane. These comments were published. Sorry, they were sent together with the document. They will be translated into Spanish and Portuguese. And then this document will be posted for voting. This is in general terms. On the left, you will be a document, and you will be in blue the reasons why the comments were taken into account or not. So this is in general terms. Now, please let me know if you have any question. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. Now we will go back to our agenda. Here we have Oscar Robles, the LACNIC CEO, and I would like to thank him for being here and for sponsoring us for our showcase that we will be holding today. So thank you very much, Oscar. So Oscar, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Oscar Robles speaking. Thank you very much for inviting me, and sorry for being late. May I speak in Spanish? Okay. So I'm going to speak about two brief stories and how they are related to what we are doing in our RIRs, in our RIRs, which are the responsible for the distribution of IP addresses. And if you have any question, of course, I will be happy to answer those questions. These stories come from the late 90s and 80s when Bin Cerf defines the TCP protocol, and when the person responsible from the ITF, or the technical group for the internet, defined the mechanisms to resolve the DNS names. These two aspects at that time, the internet of that time, which was not decentralized without authority, included something that required centralization, that required an authority. The DNS was requiring that hierarchical element, and that hierarchy required that authority. So the IP addresses were requiring the distribution among the regions. And with the passing of time, communities were adopted at a regional level, these IP addresses, due to the benefits of the traffic and routing. and this led to the creation of the regional internet registries. The authority and the distribution have to do with the IP addresses, and these are the main elements of this process that the NTIA and the US government started in 1998, and that is about to finish once the internet community delivers in a uniform way the proposal for the transition to the multi-stakeholder community. Throughout the these 15 years would have ended. And during so many times, so many years, they kept the control of the numbers and of the addresses. And this now is in the hands of the community. This was so in the 90s, when we only had a few computers, when there was not a centralized control, when no authorization was required to have information ready, and when no authorization was required to update files. And then the updating of files required the implementation of a DNS. So now we are having these meetings, we are working on this important topic to have this transition so that we can transfer the responsibility to the multi-stakeholder community. As Binsoft said in the past, where n equals to zero and n means the numbers of governments with maximum authority to manage these mechanisms. So n equals zero, and this is that the community should be responsible and not governments or only one government. So you are better aware of all these efforts that are being made by communities. And now I will speak about the names community and how we will move forward. Of course, this is being said on my personal capacity, and I am not speaking on behalf of the NRO. As you may know, last year, the different community, the five RIR communities, started this process in their own communities. They are open communities. We do not have this way of working by working groups, as you may see in other fora. But at the same time, we are not establishing any participation criteria, such as membership. We don't say that only governments or private industry or the technical community may participate. Anyone can participate, even the civil society. They can file proposals for policies or requirements. That is how this process was generated throughout the different communities. Then we have a new group, the CRISP group. And the task of this group was to unify these five ideas that were being created in a bottom-up model. And as Alberto said, Latin America proposal was important. We're still working on that proposal. One of the most important elements is that the regional community in the Latin American region established the idea to have a multi-stakeholder, and I don't remember the acronym for that, but this was translated as MONC, and then we call it the Latin MONC, so as to remember the name. But we forgot the acronym and the meaning of the acronym. But the idea is to have a multi-stakeholder group outside the RIRs and their authority, so that if there were any need to evaluate the performance of the IANA operator, well, this should not be only an issue for the RIRs, but also the community involvement was required. This Latin MONC led to a review committee, which is one of the elements that had been discussed during the last month. This is one of the most recent documents that had been posted for comments by the NRO. And I think it was posted for comments last weekend. And there will be a 2-week period to make comments. There are two There are four topics. It is 1.5-page document, and there, this document establishes the general criteria for this review committee. So this is the contribution by the Latin American community. So we are about to finish this, and we are waiting for comments, of course, and waiting for the document to be finalized with no major changes to be made. When it comes to the CRIS proposal, and going back to the main topic, the CRIS proposal established certain criteria that should be met with the IANA operator or the new operator. These criteria were taken into account by the RIR staff to create a document more similar to a contract. Perhaps those who are lawyers might know that the CRISP proposal had CO elements with juridical or illegal value. So we were working on that document, which was more like a contract. The SLA, this is the SLA, which was published on May the 1st. That was the first version. We had some comments. There was a new version that was generated, and then we will post this for comments so as to receive comments on this new version. The idea is to see that there are no significant situations to adjust, and when this is over, we will have a final version of the document. So this is to finish this stage. We feel that we are ready. The fact that we are ready does not mean that we have the way to move forward. I mean, we are paying attention on what we can do, on what we, on how we can move forward. With the transition, we believe that as long as we comply with these elements, because we have been reviewing the SLAs, the review committee, so the inconsistencies that we might have with other groups might not be so relevant. We established that in a document not long ago where we stated that we can live with any of the options that the ICG might establish for the name community, because they were managing certain possibilities, for example, to have a subcontract for these functions, that is to say, to give these functions to an affiliate of ICANN. So for us, it's not important if ICANN will manage this or if an affiliate of ICANN will manage this, or if this is transferred by to a fully owned ICANN affiliate. We also consider some intellectual property topics. We believe that the intellectual property of IANA .org, even the name of the domain name, would be or should go to the ITF. But then we realized that it was just a name, and the important thing is what it is on the website. So it doesn't matter the name, as long as the content is not or has no any intellectual property issue.
Sentimos que estamos como RIR listos. Sentimos que además en la parte de las funciones y los procesos que IANA ofrece para los RIRs es la función más más simple en cuanto a procesos. No quiero decir que sea simple desde el punto de vista absoluto. Claro que es una función este. ¿Perdón?
Can you hear me? No. Yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3, testing. Can you hear me? Yes? Okay. If I go too fast, please let me know. I don't know. You were paying attention, right? So as I was saying, In terms of intellectual property, we're not facing major difficulties. In general, with the ideas invested in the ICG and the CWG for names and protocols, we believe there are no major difficulties. We can live with any of the flavors they could offer, including the complex mechanism of membership or non-membership of the models that have been discussed so far. The IANA name for us is not relevant, but rather the content in the IANA site and all the constituent elements, not only of the website, but also the information related to these functions. Now I remember what I wanted to say. We have seen that the functions IANA provides to RIRs are the most simple ones when compared to what it does with the other groups. The offering to protocols, different services that serve close to 2,000 protocol registries, which is quite a complex function, not only because of its extent, but also because in some cases they are differentiated services. The names part is quite complex, and the GDLEs is even more complex in redelegation, and it is not clear yet what IANA can or should do in some cases. And in terms of numbers, we believe it's very simple, three basic functions. And this could be used as a starting point for the transition so that we will not delay the startup. We have to design a plan, and this is one of the proposals produced this weekend by Paul Wilson in the ICG that we supported, which is a transition in stages. Then we suggested the protocols. We wanted to be the first ones. And I said, let's do the most simple things first. Let's check it works. Let's give it a sense of progress, of advancement. And let's get ready for the following phases, because we don't know what we are going to face. And also, let us give some time to the other proposals to get mature, which could be the names part. So our feeling is that we are ready, that we are making progress. And one of the main contributors to this advance is that the communities already existed with communication among communities. Unlike the names community, where the mechanism of coordination, separation, generic, and CCTLD, that was a difficult approach. Within the same CCTLDs, there may be some difference where the authority comes from. Is it a booklet from John Postel? Is it a governmental decision? There are complex issues still to be resolved in the areas of the number registries. There was a community that has been working for several years in Latin America since 2003, when the first public forum on policies, or PDP, participatory PDP, was held. So we have some experience in this process already. Communities very quickly get engaged, created ideas, discussed, commented them, were commented upon, were reviewed, were republished. This was a process that worked because the community already existed, and this is something we should not lose sight of. Well, if you have any specific question, I'll be happy to take it. If not, that's all. Alberto Soto speaking. Any questions? Alejandro? Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Oscar, thank you very much for your presentation. I find it very relevant. In the Lacralo community, there have been some issues discussed about the transition, though this debate has not been significant in the collective group. However, there have been some proposals, though not formally discussed, are targeted or take the direction of simplification of the final proposals. The only one I remember now was on the concept of membership, which I happily see you're not mentioning. I understand that it's no longer being considered, at least it's not the one with the greatest weight. That is my comment. There have been some mentions as well. Let me be very careful not to convey a wrong message. There have been some mentions to avoid any centrifugal trend in the redesign of the IANA supervision, which trends would eventually facilitate a separation of IANA into separate identities to serve the three communities you referred to, protocols, numbers, and names. So if the rest of the community supports this, or if not individually, a call should be made to the community, to the various RIRs, to be patient and have a comprehensive, integrated proposal so that there will be no chance to have separate territories for the three entities. Thank you. Oscar Robles speaking. We are aware that we should not promote this sensation of the separation of the communities. However, we are aware that we could be in greater risk if we do not start soon or at least close to the deadlines initially established by the NTIA because of the political periods and processes in the United States. This might take 3 years, but we feel that if we start with these deadlines, with this timeline, there will be a greater chance that we will not get delayed because of the political processes. If we wait until the third year, when we're ready to do the implementation across communities, because it will be a much more complicated implementation in a more uncertain and less controlled environment. There are several elements at stake, but again, we're trying to strike a balance between the perception of the community, which is important to us, and actually achieving this transition. Alejandro speaking. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the opportunity to take the floor again. I think that the call by Mr. Strickling and the statements by Fadi Shehade can be made compatible. We should first focus on the essential, get to the simplest proposal. We do know it shouldn't be excessively simple because the system requires checks and balances, and that requires procedures. It should not be a business as usual proposal, because actually what we must do is very complex. It's a big challenge. It's replacing a government by something that is not another government, not a coalition, not a United Nations organization. That's why this committee of experts, additional to the community, has been very good. They've had a great interaction, and they have an international approach with a large experience in global scale design. So focus on the essential outcome is the other key to success. As it was said in other communities, I don't know if you can express what you've heard here, but do not bring to the table with the pretext of IANA supervision more agendas, more attempts to redesign, to repair evil actions, but the essential for the transition and the other things that the community wants or needs with justification but are not useful for the transition of IANA supervision should be left for later. That is the simplification. So I would make a motion in Lacrallo to support this, both in your community of RIRs and in the community of names. Alberto Soto speaking. Anyone against the motion proposed by Alejandro Pisanti? To be certain, I will ask Alejandro to formulate, to express the motion again. We, through Engineer Oscar Robles, appeal to the RIRs. Sorry, again. First the what and then who. We appeal to proceed with the redesign of parts of ICANN for the transition in the supervision of IANA to the greatest simplicity as possible, and to postpone the agendas or redesigns that are not directly related to the transition. That is the text of the motion. It would be at present targeted in particular, taking advantage of Engineer Robles' presence here, as a message to our IRs in their processes. And this proposal could be extended to a message made public by Lacrallo to the entire community, and that the members or representatives of Lacrallo related to CCWG, CWG, and this new jungle of acronyms should assume or take it on. Alberto Soto speaking. I ask again, anyone objects this motion? Okay, motion approved. If I may, let me complete the idea of simplicity. In a meeting yesterday, we virtually left behind or discarded the model of membership because it was too complicated. It required the ACs and SOs to have legal personality, to be incorporated. So this idea was discarded because we are actually considered as unincorporated entities, as de facto entities. So it would be enough for us to say that we are an association to be required to perform certain things. So apparently that's the road we will follow. Any other comment, question? I have a question myself, Oscar. I think that the meeting held in Chile, which I could not attend, but I followed it remotely. In my understanding, the Latin monk, what it specifically was offering was transparency, and that is what should be maintained, right? Oscar speaking, yes, that was one of the elements. But the main component it contributed was support to the system stability. As you will recall, probably one of the NTIA requirements is to support internet stability. One of the criteria in this SLA, or one of the principles promoted by CRISP, was the possibility for the IANA operator, under any circumstances, could not perform. And if that happened, that would have an impact, a negative impact on stability. Certainly, we're talking about relevant failures. So this is a complicated situation, because who will say when a failure is relevant? And intervention is required for the operator no longer being the operator. So it is not appropriate. Maybe it's a question of conflicts of interests or authorities, whatever, that only the RIRs or the RIR board It was not appropriate only for them to make this decision. So that was the intention in the CRISP, that it should be an entity that should not report under authority channels to the RIRs, and thus be able to determine if there was such a significant failure that the operator should no longer be such. Alberto speaking. Another concern I had was in the transition groups, when we were discussing in ALAC, I asked, are you considering when I can change an operator? In operational terms, that's not so simple. Have you taken into consideration any legal term? There is a legal term in the contract, but there is also a technical term. I was concerned about both things. Because of my background, I'm an IT person. So before the contract, I am going to change an operator. And how will the technical people do to do the transition of the operator? Oscar speaking. What we are now evaluating is something similar to what ICANN has, the risk operators. You know the EBERO, the Emergency Backend Registry Operator, which is basically a live registry whenever a registry of the new GTLD fails, the EBERO can get up very easily, get live very rapidly for the TLD operator that has been affected. We could have something similar, but it wouldn't be external. This emergent registry is for RIR's backup, precisely considering that it is an essential function. So we could have this backup operator ready for emergencies. And then a mechanism, again, external to the community. Alberto speaking. Thank you, Oscar. Now, not talking about transition. We have two ALSs that cannot participate because we do not have day-to-day communications with them. One is Haiti and Nicaragua beside me. Perhaps we should have a talk, both of us. This is something that is already being discussed at ICANN level, but I'd like to see how LACNIC and how can I contact the operators there, not right now, perhaps offline. Oscar speaking. By not being able to participate, what do you mean? Alberto speaking, we do not have a Digo there. Oscar speaking. Okay, we have a person in ICG. As you know, ICG has held very extensive meetings, some of them face to face. I think it was April or May. They met in Istanbul. Anyone remembers? Well, anyhow, the person who was representing the RIRs is from Cuba. And this person could not cope because the ICANN could not finance because of political and economic reasons. So we do understand the political context, but they have always existed, and they must be resolved. And no region should be in a disadvantageous position. We make a lot of effort to overcome barriers of language and financial barriers. And then very simple items. Technology offers solutions, but we cannot participate. So we fully agree, and we must make it very clear that there shouldn't be additional disadvantages to already disadvantaged regions. I was in Cuba a month ago, Alberto Soto speaking. And we have two ALSs to certify. And I said to them, please wait, because you will only we can start with the whole formal processing, but email is not sufficient to for them to have full participation.
Oscar Robles speaking, and this is something sad because we have participation from someone from the U.S., but not from Cuba, for example, but not from someone from that country. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, yes, perhaps this is the right moment, you know, when there is a crisis or there is a problem, that is also mean that there is a good opportunity to find a solution for that. So, Oscar, thank you very much for your participation. You can stay here with us. If not, you are released. You can leave the room. And let's see you somewhere around. Oscar Robles speaking. Okay, I have some other meetings to attend, but thank you very much for your invitation. Alberto Soto speaking. Let's continue. We have a few minutes today. We have only 1 hour for our meeting, and we have 5 minutes left. In fact, 2 minutes. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I have 2 minutes, and that is enough for me. There are two or three pieces of news that I would like to tell you regarding the two groups that I chaired within the region. One is the Governance Working Group, and the other is the CCTLD Working Group. When it comes to the Governance Working Group, after a meeting that we will have to adjust certain issues that we have when it comes to the comments and inputs provided by the region to the different documents that we are debating right now, we will be able to have the final documents. Then we will send those documents for translation, so that we can circulate those documents to the Lagrala community, so as our colleagues may provide their input. And when it comes to the CCTLD working group, we will request a formal meeting of the working group within 15 days. This is enough time for us to meet. There are certain proposals that arise yesterday from some ALAC activities. There was a report presented by Carolina Aguirres and Hugo Salgado Hernandez. This report had to do with CCTLDs, and there was another report related to the DNS, especially regarding the DNS observatory being carried out in Chile. So they were invited to participate in our monthly teleconferences, so that they can tell us about their experience. But before putting this formally, this is just for information purposes, we will discuss this with the group so that we can work on an activity strategy regarding this topic. So this is the two things that I have to inform to you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Alejandro, go ahead, please. This is Alejandro Pisanti for the records and for my friends here. Sergio, does this report include the discussion about metrics? Sergio speaking. The metrics discussion, there was a webinar for the metrics discussion. The metrics sub-working group within the governance working group made a report. There were some proposals that were incorporated to the document, and this final document will be presented once it is finished. Thank you, Alejandro Pisanti. Sergio, once again, I would like to make a brief comment. I find the matrix issue is a very complex topic. The Rallo-Mitric Working Group and the At-Large Matrix Working Group have great difficulties to reach to conclusions. I consider this is a very difficult problem to solve, because what we want is to have certain matrix to be applied, you know, and to identify participation and engagement opportunities, and also to identify weaknesses. Of course, matrix have always a problem because their definitions will lead to certain cases where you cannot measure. And the other problem that we have with matrix is that all matrix are or can be manipulated or can be falsified so that numbers or figures may be turned into a positive result when, in fact, the result is negative. So this search for the perfect indicator might lead to an ever-ending task or activity. I'm also paying attention to the different discussions and activities, and I see that there is a group that is preventing all efforts. And I see that there are other proposals that are against matrix that come from certain representatives of organizations that would not use matrix because they have very little participation and not relevant participation. So I would like to urge you that all the groups would once again address these issues so as to find a few metrics, simple metrics, so that we can measure our participation levels and that we can implement these metrics very soon. And once they are implemented, we can measure and make improvements. And I would like to express my support to you, since you are the chair of this group. So I would like to express my support to you. Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. Thank you for your comment. And we are well aware of what you say. The whole group is concerned about this issue, and we are making our best effort to move forward. Thank you, Alberto Soto. Rodrigo, go ahead, please. We have very little time. Sorry, Fatima, go ahead, please. Go ahead, please. Sorry, my secretary is not here. This is Fatima Cambronero for the records. Before Alejandro's comment, I wanted to say something. I wanted to ask about something which is more global that we have pending from our London meeting. There are four documents, the amendments to the operating principles of LACRALO, the amendments of the rules of procedure, this document that we have, which is a procedure to publish the statements, and then we have the matrix proposal. Those who are working for long know exactly that we want to modify these, but there is no will to do it. They have been posted for comments, and we cannot move forward. We are stuck. And it is important to review these because there is an at-large review, and they will come to us. They will come to review our ALSs. And one of the pending topics was the accreditation of ALSs that are not active. So why don't we can just start to self-evaluate ourselves before having someone from outside and telling us you have to leave or you have to stay? So I support Alejandro's comments when he says that we need to make our best effort to move forward. The time is running, and we need to keep on working. Today, we are a mature community, and we need to adjust to the environment and changes. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. So if we have been working since 2010, and if we are in 2014 and nothing has been done, well, is that not means that we don't have a will to work? I think we shouldn't criticize here. We know that we have very little time. We are only one or two people working on that, and we are trying to simplify everything. Rodrigo, go ahead, please. This is Rodrigo Saucedo from ICANN staff for the records. Sergio mentioned the DNS Observatory. Well, this is not an initiative by Nick Chile. This is a project within the LAC strategy that Nick Chile is leading. And just to sum up, the idea is to invite you all to participate in this project. This is an open project for everybody. So if you are interested in participating, please let me know. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Rodrigo. We said that this is going to be done in our monthly meetings. We cannot add any more webinars because we have little participation. So if we have more webinars, we will have even less participants. So that's why I'm asking you help us more in our webinars and in all our activities. Since we are running out of time, excuse me, go ahead, please. I'm sorry, my secretary is not here, and I didn't see your card. Humberto speaking. Humberto, I'm here. Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, but you are not looking at the papers and the documents. Go ahead, Deb.
Well, this is Dave. I'm not sure, first of all, how much time do we have? That's going to be my question. 2 minutes? All right, look. Many issues I wanted to comment on, but all right. Regarding this issue regarding the governance working group, I mean, it was only within the metrics call that happened earlier, I think a month or two ago, that we really had our first formal discussion of what was put on the wiki and to hear the comments about what was happening. Regarding the things such as metrics, I understand what Alejandro was saying. But we submitted comments, and there's no feedback as on the wiki page as to what do you agree, do you not agree, what is happening, so it's kind of like nothing is happening. So even if you want to start the conversation there, if you want to start the conversation on the wiki, then let's do that. I want to raise a question also, issue, because just to get an update, what is exactly is happening regarding the Aquilo representatives? I know there was two selection processes that concluded, but I haven't heard anything about new steps or anything on the mailing list about that.
Alberto Soto speaking. As the chair and the only member of the metric working group, I am fully responsible for the metrics activities. I had to move in the middle of this process. I'm also part of some other working groups within ALAC. I have about four meetings per week. And then we had the Buenos Aires meeting. So I apologize, but I didn't have time. I apologize for this. After this meeting, I will be working within this. I promise that I will simplify the metrics. I didn't have the time to post that information on the wiki, but your amendments have been taken into account. We are eliminating certain wording that was sensitive, perhaps, but they were not leading to a good wording of the metric. So, as Alejandro is saying, so we will have a much simpler text, and we will be able to finish this very quickly. Very brief. I am Aida Noblia for the records. I participated in some of the working groups. I participated in the metric working group. I had some participated with some questions in my country. I spoke to someone to deliver those questions. Then that activity was stuck, and I know that there was an issue with that working group, and then another working group began. We left everything there. Nobody called us again. We were participating at the very beginning, and Sergio's had a health problem in the middle of all this process, but we didn't learn about this anymore. This was stuck. It was stuck between that working group and the governance working group. So it is not clear to me why we were not called again. Thank you. Sergio Zelina for the records. Aida, just an issue. The questions were for the CCTLD working group. They didn't have to do with the METRIC working group. I mean, you are participating in both groups. Aida Noblia speaking. Yes, I participated in both groups. Serge speaking. We were stuck there because we were preparing the documents. That is a final document that is required once this document is approved by the region. So there is a process being carried out, and we have to wait for that. That's why we have to wait. We have to wait for our colleagues to read the documents, to approve the documents, and to finalize the document, which is the rules of procedure, the document. So what we do is to analyze and take that into account. When it comes to the other topic, I think that you are confused. You are mixing up things. We are those questions that were for the CCTLD working groups, you are confusing that with a METRIC working group and the governance working group. Thank you. Aida Noblia speaking. It might be because I was on the three groups, but none of the three groups is active nowadays. And I want to say that I am available to work whenever it is required. Alberto Soto speaking. Humberto, go ahead, please. You have your hand up. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much. I just wanted to say that when it comes to the documents, we are moving forward. But we have to prepare the document, and we have to gather all the comments together. That is what I did for the procedure to for the statements. So we have to prepare the document. We have to gather all the comments together. We have to explain or provide rationale for about why we decided to include certain comment and why not. So this takes really a lot of time. It took me many days to prepare the document, and I offered myself to take it to the governance working group because this is what is still missing. I mean, this is not an easy task. I know that for this document, for the proposal for declaration, for statements, well, this is ready. We can send it to translation and post it on the wiki and see if it is approved or not, as it is. So it is a slow process because we have few volunteers. There are many comments in English, and in order for documents to be prepared, well, I have to do it myself because I have there are comments that are in Spanish, and I have to translate the information. This has nothing to do with the translation itself because this is done afterwards, but it takes time. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much. Carlton, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Chair Carlton Samuels, for the record. I quite understand it takes a lot of time to get these documents done. But one of the things that I was quite moved by was we attempt to write these documents without understanding or without declaring certain principles. We must begin to write, contemplate, operating documents based on principles. So for example, if the operating principles are not well understood and defined, we're going to end up with a document that is confused. If the operating principles under which participation in the names and numbers policy development is not understood, we are going to get confused. That is why, for example, we see in the participation document something like an excuse for not attending a meeting as a measure of participation. Anybody who understands what participation is and the objective to participation would not have included that clause. You cannot participate by not participating. It is ridiculous. So let us understand this. The document will be dead on arrival if the principles on which we are participating are not understood. Thank you.
Alberto Soto speaking. Cotton, that provision was removed in our last webinar. That provision was removed. Juan Manuel, go ahead, please. Juan Manuel Roja for the records. I only had a question. On the agenda, we have the document to be reviewed. This is the document. I wanted to know, why are we reviewing this document? What is our aim with this document? Because we have been speaking about some other things, but not about the document. So I wanted to see or to know what is that we're going to do with the document today. Is this going to be sent for translation? Are we going to decide upon the document? What are we going to do with the document? Alberto Soto speaking. We circulated this document because there are people from the Caribbean region, and this is in English. We are not going to debate this. We are going to wait for the Spanish translation. Fatima, go ahead. Humberto speaking. Okay, this is to be translated for publication and voting. Thank you. Fatima, for the records, two topics. When it, as Humberto said, regarding the work that it implies, of it is too much, it takes time, and that's why LACRALO has a staff, and that things can be requested and must be requested to the staff, because he by himself cannot do it alone. So my suggestion is that Humberto ask for help so that he cannot be overloaded with certain activities. I know this is out of our agenda, but I would like you to, even by email, tell us how the crop meeting was applied to attend this meeting, because I don't know how this crop program was applied for this meeting, who came due to the crop program to this meeting, and what were the criteria applied. So taking into account the people that were not able to attend. So I would like to have that information. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Alberto, if I may, I have received very negative comments outside LACRALO regarding this crop program allotment or assignment to bring people to attend this meeting. Alberto Soto, we have to finish this meeting. That was the exception that we have within the crop program. There was an email list circulated to the list, so please do read the emails. And with this, we bring this meeting to an end. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just a reminder for the region. The meeting will start here at 12 o'clock. If you have not yet had lunch, if you could maybe get some lunch before coming to the meeting.